Greetings, this is James Gillen, I'm your host, and we've got another good show. There's so many crazy things going on right now. I couldn't think of a better guest than Mahala Gale to bring on the show to give us a little insight as to what we're experiencing. And, you know, we are getting hammered with one solar flare after another, right during the middle of these huge storms coming in as well. So we're seeing just phenomenal tornado action and severe weather and all kinds of other processes going on. People flipping out, you know, emotional outbursts. A lot of processes happening on every level. So I'm going to bring her on in just a second. I'm going to get through her bio here. Okay, so this is Mahala Gale's bio. We're going to bring this in. She's been studying the science of astrology since 1980. She specialized in world astrology and the Book of Revelation. She's been writing articles called Planet Alert since 1988 and letting people know what's about ready to transpire. And we're now experiencing the 20th chapter of Revelation, which talks about the controllers going down, which is happening big time right now. And when the event is finished, we'll all enter into the 21st and 22nd chapters, which talk about the new heaven and the new earth. So we've got her websites up there on the site. Where she's got planetalert@hotmail.com if you want to get in touch with her. And she has a blog address, too. It's www.mahalasastrology.com. So without any further ado, we want to bring Mahala on the show. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, and thank you for inviting me on.
Yeah, it's kind of short notice, but with so many things coming on, I couldn't think of a better person to talk about, you know, what's happening right now, because we've got some major planetary alignments going on. The sun is just going ballistic. We are watching the banksters just implode. And the controllers and all the things you've been talking about and both of us have been talking about for a long time. And, wherever you want to take us, it'd be great to let us know
we could start with the tornadoes that are coming in, from the solar flares, because when the planets line up, the planets cause the sun to erupt, you know. And also, another thing that causes the sun to erupt is that we're all consciousness. And so with all of the people flipping out on Earth like they are, in very chaotic consciousness, then that helps the sun to erupt, too. And then when it erupts, it comes down and affects our body and helps us push out all the dark stuff that doesn't belong there so we can become beings of light. But the main thing that's going on right now is that in July of last year, there was an eclipse on 9 degrees Cancer. Now, an eclipse is a very, very important event that happens. And when it does, an eclipse is a one-day thing. Well, that's not true. An eclipse lasts for a long time. And so it kind of sets a point in space. And then when a planet comes along and triggers it, then the events happen. And so when Pluto went on 9 degrees Capricorn, and that area is right where the tornadoes are coming in, because the sign of Cancer rules from the Mississippi River to the East Coast, and so that is under pressure from that eclipse way back in July. And so Pluto, the Dark Lord, is triggering that energy. And when that happens, then a lot of violence come in. And then it's not only the trigger for the eclipse, but it's what the planets are doing. And so the planet Uranus is in Aries. And it's been Mercury's there, too. And when you get Mercury and Uranus together, you have storms. And so being the eclipse is focused into that area, that's where it's been manifesting. And along with the moon. See, the moon is in Gemini. Now, that rules the other side of the Mississippi River. And so they started, down in that part. And then when the moon went into Cancer, which was right from the Mississippi River to the East Coast, then that brought in all of that energy, too. So it was not only the eclipse, it was the moon and Pluto triggering it. And it's not over yet, because Pluto is going to stay on 9 degrees Cancer until the end of May. And I'm not saying that there'll be one storm right after another, but it is going to trigger all kinds of events. And it depends on where the other planets are, too, where it will happen. And the other side of the world that is being affected of it, because there's like Cancers on one side of the world and Capricorns on the other. And so the two cycles interact. And so the other part is over China and India and that particular area. And so I'm sure that there's something going on over there, too, that I haven't heard about. But it's all been focused, you know, in our news, being that we live in the United States, in the tremendous tornadoes that have been coming in.
Is Mars, now Mars is retrograde, right?
Yes, it is. And this past 2 days, the sun has been in exact opposition to Mars. And that has caused people's tempers to flare, myself included.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that, but I'm a Virgo and Mars is in Virgo. But it's just like, you know, something comes up and it has to come out. And so that's the energy that's been in effect the last 2 days. And that's pretty powerful along with all of this other stuff, you know? And so, we do have a major, major, major thing coming up, and that's the eclipse that happens on May 20th of this year. And that eclipse will be, it's lined up with Alcyone, our central sun, and that's in the Pleiadian star system. And so that's an exact alignment with that. And so it's not only that, but it's Alcyone, Jupiter, and the sun. And it, in my opinion, it activates the ending of the 26-year cycle, 1,000-year cycle, because that's how long it takes for us to go around Alcyone. And so this is a major, major thing. And there's a video, well, I think you sent me the video, about this guy from Mexico who is talking about the two crop circles that point to May 20th. As the ending of one of the Mayan cycles. There's many different Mayan calendars, and they have different endings at different times. And so he is pointing to that time, too. And then today, I just got an eclipse from Luna Joy, and what she's saying in there is what her guides told her is that this particular eclipse will be a rebooting of our whole system, which will be very, very, very important. And so this might change a whole lot of things on Earth. You know, it might just, it might be the time where the light actually wins, you know?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that I've been getting really clear that, you know, we're going to have our own Arab Spring. And from March on, you know, they always say that, you know, beware of the Ides of March. You know, everything just starts breaking down. And I think it's going to kind of go from March on, basically. But
I agree.
There is such an energy right now, and people are becoming educated. They're figuring it out. They're figuring out the banking system and, you know, the trillions of dollars that were hijacked, you know, Wall Street, everything, just the total misuse and abuse of power that's been going on. And I have a feeling, I'm really hoping that there's a peaceful evolution and that the white hats all step up and do their thing, and so the people don't have to have, you know, a bloody revolution. So,
Well, you know, there's a difference. There's the difference between the frequency of the planets, you know. And so we've been moving into a higher frequency planet. And once we get into the higher frequency, then the dark ones won't exist anymore because they won't be able to vibrate in that frequency. And so we're at the very end of that. And as we get higher and higher and all of these solar flares and all these energy things that come into Earth, it's increasing our frequency. And so there's being a separation. It's like in the where the Bible talks about the wheat being divided
the
from
chaff,
the shaft, you know. We're in that particular time right now. And anyone who thinks that the dark is going to take over, I say that they'd better rethink that, because Uranus is in Aries. Uranus is a planet of change, and it will be in Aries for 7 years. And if anyone knows anything about astrology and they know what an Aries is like, if you've ever tried to hold an Aries down, it's impossible. You cannot tell them what to do at all. And so that's the kind of energy that we have going on. So it's a vibration for freedom. And people are going to stand up, and they're going to say no more. They already have started standing up. But with this Uranus and Aries, it's going to be big time thing for freedom.
Well, I know they've it's almost like they've signed their own jail sentences and treason and whatever else, the Congress, that they keep signing these bills, you know, like the Patriot Act, and then they went to that NDA 1867 where they can arrest anybody anytime, anywhere, throw you in jail, and definitely ship you off to Guantanamo, you know. And now they have another bill they just passed where there's no protesting, you know, no freedom of speech or right to assembly. It's now illegal, you know, so.
Yeah,
so it's like, I go, what are they going to do next? I mean, they've literally ripped up the Constitution and thrown it in our face, even though they've signed an oath to it. So
yeah, they have. Yeah, but it's going to change because it can't go on like it is. You know, they're kind of like the Dark Ones are in their last stand. And there's something that happened in May. In February. On February 3rd, there was a doorway that opened to heaven. And at the same time, the light ones have been taking out all of these underground bases.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That started way back in August. And so when they, I finally got it. When they started doing these bases things, then the reptilians and the lower dimension beings that were there, they started coming out all over the place. And they're here now in full force, and they're just doing their darndest to get everything to go to pot, you know? And so my suggestion is to really keep yourself clear every day. And I think that when the eclipse comes up on May 20th, I think that there's going to be so much light coming in from Elcyon and such a change and a rebooting of our whole solar system that I think that they won't be able to stay here after that point. But that's still a couple months away. And so they're just doing all kinds of damage right now. So it's really, really important, I think, to keep yourself clear of any entities or anyone that tries to bother you or get you off balance or to do anything to it, because they're out there full force right now.
Yeah, you know, we've noticed that too. There are certain people, you know, you notice that you'll have friends and family and groups and things like that. And I'm just getting deluged with emails saying, what is going on? People are going crazy. And I've seen that people that don't know how to keep their energies clear or have mistakenly called on energies for power over others or various reasons are actually inviting these energies in, and they love the chaos and they love the confrontation energy. They love the anger and againstness and separation. You know, they thrive off of that.
Right.
And you know, unfortunately there are some people with just weak minds that cannot block this out or cannot catch themselves and go, you know what, this isn't good. You know, this isn't love. This doesn't feel good. And I've seen that happening a lot with a lot of different people, people that you would really think had enough training and enough, have actually been in the observer mode for a long time and been able to watch all this stuff are now totally succumbing to it.
So maybe we should talk a little bit about what people can do to keep themselves clear of
Sounds
that energy.
Good.
You know, like if you sit down and meditate and get yourself all quiet and call in the high archangels and ask them or demand that only the highest and truest and best can manifest onto me, you know, and all others must back away because it is the law, you know, and really state your truth that they can't affect you, you know.
And exactly.
Yeah, and that they have to, and if you need the help from the higher archangels and everything, just don't hesitate to call them in, you know, because it's a really important thing that's happening right now. And Pluto is the god of the underworld, underground, the Dark Lord. And so that actually went into Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn, which is, you know, a derivative of Satan because it's been the karmic planet. And so it went in November of 2008 is what it did. And being that Pluto is in Capricorn, it's tearing down all structures and transforming them because Pluto is its rules birth, death, transformation, and the dark side. And so it started in 2008 when the stock market crashed, you know, and then all of the businesses and everything that started, corporations that started going under, Pluto started doing its transformation work. And as long as Pluto is in Capricorn, it's going to continue transforming the businesses and the governments, and it's also, it rules structures. And if you think back to 2008, how many structures have been destroyed, like look at all the structures that were just destroyed in this tornado. You know, that's part of the manifestation of Pluto in Capricorn. And so with that Pluto in there, you know, these things will continue to go on. And then Pluto also rules like the dark controllers, the banking ones, you know. And so I believe that the banking system is going through transformation. People say it's going to crash and it'll be down to nothing, but I have never felt that. You know, I could be wrong, but I just haven't felt it. I feel like it's a transformation. And Sagittarius is what rules the banking system. And Pluto rules the banking controllers, the presidents, et cetera. And look at how they've been going down big time lately. And so
Fleeing like rats. They're jumping ship and fleeing like rats. And, you know, there's all these emails going around different groups saying that, you know, they're going to be arrested and arrests are imminent and things like that. And we have been hearing that for years, you know. And I've been saying, hey, I'll be happy when I see there be little eyes, you know, peering behind bars. But I think it is going to happen. I just think there's a lot of false starts, you know, in that program.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can tell by what's going on, you know, all the lawsuits that are coming out, and Sagittarius also rules lawsuits and lawyers. And when the governor of Massachusetts, the woman governor of Massachusetts, filed a lawsuit against the five of the major banks for fraud, then I thought, wow, this is like the real beginning of it. And
the note
will be in Sagittarius until the end of August. And so I'm looking for the transformation of the money system to be complete by then, because then the node moves sign. And so the node has been in Sagittarius for, it takes a year and a half to go through one sign. And so for the last year and a half, it's been on the financial system, you know, and so all the people that are out of work, they don't have any jobs, you know, because of the economy and stuff like that, that's the cycle that it's been in. And then with Sagittarius ruling the lawsuits, there's a whole bunch of lawsuits that have been filed. But you know how our courts grind really slowly.
Oh yeah.
And so it takes a while.
Or they get into the justice system, you know. And I've seen that kind of blown apart though. But I know that, you know, the good old boys, they control most of the justice system. But there are some people that still have integrity and still are going by the law, and so, you know, these are bursting out everywhere and exposing, you know, just a lot of the shenanigans that have come down.
And it's really interesting because I was told like years ago that there's two different factions fighting for control of the world, you know. And that the light ones had infiltrated into our government system too in different spots, you know, and that it would come in first as a new world order where it would look like everything would be total controlled, and then it would all of a sudden just change into the government of light. And I'd like to share a dream I had. This was a couple of years ago, and I had the dream in September. And the first part of the dream was that I was with a bunch of people and on a hill, and we were all saying, the light has won, the light has won, you know. And then so last September, I was telling some friends there, and so they said, well, let's go up on the sacred site that's right down here, not too far from my house. And so we did, and we had a ceremony up there. And the next day, there was a 6.8 earthquake on Vancouver Island, which opened up all the energy for the Pacific Northwest. And that's you know, that's the acupuncture point. So it goes all the way into what is considered from the Book of Enoch, the New Jerusalem, which runs from Vancouver Island down to Mount Shasta. And so it opened up energy in that whole area, higher energy. And then the second part of the dream was that I was with a bunch of people at the beach, and all of a sudden we went to sleep, and that might be symbolic too of like the 3 days of darkness or something. And then when we woke up, everything had changed. Everything. We were standing on a hill instead of on the beach, and then they were setting up a new government, for lack of a better word, of light. And so I think that that's on the agenda in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I've been getting that same information. It's kind of interesting because the some of the messages I've been getting, the telepathic messages from the Palladians, is that there's a whole new groups that have come in. And whereas before it was a hands-off policy, now they're actually getting their hands dirty and they're saying enough's enough.
Right.
And they're cleaning up all the mess that, and all the other interference that went on to get us to where we are right now. And so we're in the middle of a major cleanup process. And they talk about it. They said they work with natural cycles and cosmic events, and they, utilize those energies and join, you know, their energies with it as well, you know, to assist in this awakening healing process. And they're making it very clear that they came to reset the earth and get it back on track and, you know, get it back on the Eden program, you know, versus this petty bickering control, you know, lack enslavement
and
dependency
with
program.
Coming up, you know, in May 20th, lined up with the Palladian system and then the darkness. You know, it runs, well, from Medford, Oregon, down to Mount Shasta, and then across the United States is where the darkness will fall. And so that's a major, major thing for it to be lined up with our central sun, you know, and for that to happen.
Yeah. Oh, and that does make sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I've heard from some other people that there are some groups that are, the ones that are taking out the bases, you know, are... It's kind of like not just one group, but there's some major Palladians and some Andromedans and some of the other ultra-dimensional beings are stepping in.
Yes, yes. And when it happened on August 23rd or 24th, you know, and that was amazing. And what I was told was that, like, when the base under Washington, D.C., because I had went there, not physically, but astrally, this was several years ago, and so I knew it was there, you know, because I had seen it, and the astral, you know, or whatever, you know, out of the body thing. And so what I was told that base was connected with the base on the dark side of the moon, and that they also took out that base on the dark side, and that was a real controlling factor, and that they had this huge machine on the moon that would control everything. And so that was connected up with Washington, D.C., right underground there. And so that's why that particular area was the control center. Well, now with the moon base, that control being gone, the machine being destroyed, the base being destroyed, there's basically, that's why I don't think, another reason I don't think that the dark side can take over, because their control is gone. You know, they just don't realize it. We're just seeing the ending part of it, that without those machines that they had, they can't control anymore.
Yeah, so, I've heard that. I've heard that as well. There was one, I think, off the coast of Japan or something, or there was another huge underground base that they were actually transmitting energies that were, you know, really messing with people. And I know they're using those energies through Gwyn Towers and Cell Towers and other towers as well, because I went into Portland about a week ago, a little over a week ago. I went into Portland and I felt the transmissions going on. And I just went, oh, my God, you know. And when you're living in the forest, out in the wilderness, and you come into town, you feel it. But the people there are like a frog in a pot. They don't even know these transmissions are going on, you know, unless they're really sensitive, and they're probably getting, you know, feeling all these anxiety and fear attacks and things like that.
Oh, but, yes, yeah. Yeah, so I'm waiting for the HARP thing to be gone. That's still there as far as I know, but the underground bases aren't, so that's a real plus. But the HARP thing, as far as I know, is still there, and I'm hoping that they will be gone pretty soon too.
Yeah, maybe. and the chemtrails that correspond with it. You know, I just got some emails the other day, and it just totally confirmed my suspicions, you know, with, I guess, our buddy there in our local area, Bill Gates, is invested heavily in chemtrails, in the chemtrail program, and heavily in Monsanto and the aluminum altered genetics, aluminum resistant seeds, you know, and then he has, what's that place over in Norway, invested heavily in that, you know, in the big seed pool there, and has invested heavily in eugenics, where the thermosol, you know, is, you know, up to 100, even more times over the toxic level in the vaccines that they're, you know, heavily involved in, and supposedly, you know, healing the children or whatever. But, yeah, you look at the whole picture here and you go, oh my God, you know, this is just unbelievable. Yes, and he's going on YouTube and even saying it. He said, with the new vaccines, we're going to cut the population down such and such and such and such. He keeps saying it over and over again, and I don't even think he realizes what he's saying. He's like losing it. And he's just giving it up. You know, he's giving it up like he's saying, you know, hey, I'm Mr. Genocide, or I'm Mr. Eugenics. And you know, these people, I think, are just going insane. And they're spilling the beans. They can't maintain their consciousness. They can't keep their act together, and they're just losing it and letting the cat out of the bag constantly.
Right, yeah, yeah. And then, well, we knew all that this was coming, you know, that it would get very chaotic at the end. I didn't know it would get as chaotic as it is. But like in the Revelations, the ending of the 19th chapter, it talks about how the war would start. And that in North Africa, and that's exactly where it started, with Tunisia, you know, and the riots there, and then it went to Egypt and Libya, and now they're playing a game with Iran and Israel, you know. And so that's part of the 19th chapter of Revelations, and so that's gone on for over a year now. And I don't know if that will continue more. I don't know if they're going to be allowed to do the Israel-Iran thing or not. I'm hoping that they don't, but the planets look kind of chaotic for, you know, kind of like warlike energy.
And you can't really go by anything you're hearing, especially out of the mouths of the politicians all the way up to the top. Because, I mean, they're saying one thing and doing exactly the opposite over and over and over again. So, you know, if you're listening to mainstream media and listening to their words, you're not going to have a clue as what's going on. You've got to look behind the curtain, you know, just what's happening.
But then the 20th chapter is going on simultaneously. You know, okay, the 17th and 18th chapter was the war in Iraq, and that's over, you know, and then it went into the other war with that. And so now the 20th chapter, in my interpretation, talks all about the downfall of the controllers. And I don't know exactly how long that will take. I hope it's over by May of this year, or if not, at least by the end of this year. And then after that, we go into the new heaven and the new earth. And that is very beautiful, because I saw it in a vision in the 80s. And that's what been kept me going and writing my article for all these years, because I know that it's on the agenda. So it's the higher frequency earth. And I know it's very beautiful, and all of this dark stuff is gone. It's just like, well, when you change a radio station, you know, one station can be on one, and then you just turn the dial and you move on another station, and you don't even know how it happens, you know? And so, like my dream, we could just go to sleep if there is a 3 days of darkness, or we could just be asleep and all of a sudden wake up and we're in a different reality, still on the planet Earth, but on a higher frequency Earth.
I tell you, I'm all for a different reality, because this one, I mean, the play that's happening here, I would like to pull my pen out and totally rewrite it, but I know it is going to be rewritten, and there really is no way that the dark hearts are going to be taken over, because, you know, it's like the whole multiverse is behind this, and the cosmic energies and alignments and everything is all against their program. It's not, even their very existence is not frequency specific to the planet anymore where the solar system is in the cosmos. So, you know, I don't see any way whatsoever, possibly, as, you know, try as they might, that they can maintain any sort of control whatsoever, or even their own physical existence towards the end.
And maybe divine intervention is the photon belt coming in, because I heard just the other day that the photon belt was, you know, like outside of our system, and they called it the blue fluff, mm-hmm. the blue magnetic field, and then I heard just the other day that's now inside of our solar system. And that's a magnetic field, and I've experienced that myself because mm-hmm. I have gone to, well, in the last year and a half, but anyways, in the last, since Thanksgiving, I have gone through 3 car batteries and 2 alternators.
Mm.
And I've taken them in, my battery dies. And so I went into Les Schwab, and they're a really good company, and so they stand behind their stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had 3 free batteries and two, I had to pay for 1 alternator, but the second one was free. And so they can't find anything wrong with my electrical system. They have checked everything and can't find anything wrong. And I happen to live on a vortex in my house, and so
yeah.
I'm being affected more by the photon belt, which seems to, you know, come in like spurts or something like that. And then my computer went down. Totally, I lost everything on my computer. This was right after Thanksgiving. My copier downstairs broke, my vacuum cleaner broke, and a couple other things. It was all in that one cycle. And I said, boy, I'm mm-hmm. really being bombarded with this magnetic energy, that particularly batteries. That's what it
yeah.
does affect batteries and electronics.
Yeah, we're having the same thing happen here, and it's been going on for quite some time, and it changes. It's really interesting. I did the same thing, and one of my vehicles, I had to put 3 new batteries in it, one after another. And
wow,
and
same here.
The guy goes, what'd you do to this battery? He goes, it's totally fused on the inside.
Right.
And I said, I didn't do anything. And 2 alternators, too. I had to put, you know, a new alternator in one of the vehicles. But, you know, that's been going on, and we're still I'm still having problems keeping batteries charged. You know, and if I don't start cars up every 2 or 3 days, you know, they'll drain sometimes. And, you know, just a lot of the little units. If you leave batteries out here, you just leave them out sitting.
Uh-huh.
They go dead really fast.
Right. Yeah. So it's like the same thing at my house. So I've been kind of afraid to drive my car for any distance because I don't want to get caught with a dead battery again, you know.
Yeah.
Any distance from home. So.
And they say torsion fields do that, you know. So if you're on a vortex or if you're having a lot of ships flying overhead, those frequencies seem to not coexist real well with batteries. But I found out lately, I've kind of made a deal on, you know, it sounds crazy, but I kind of made a deal with my car and made friends with my battery, you know, and I know how to charge batteries. I actually hold batteries in my hand and charge them. So that problem kind of stopped so far.
Uh-huh. And, yeah. Well, mine's been good for like about a month now. Let's see. It was 1st of February when my last battery went, and I told a few friends, and they all got together and said, "Okay, we'll heal your car for you." And so it's been running great for a month. So I'm expecting that to last.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
So we have to use a different approach here.
Put a little shield around it, or I don't know. Maybe we have to help the batteries ascend too, you know, to the next level.
Uh-huh, yeah. But there's been other things too, like cell phones going out, and
uh-huh.
A lot of people have told me, well, their computer went down. I don't know how many people have told me that their computer went down after I told them that mine crashed, you know.
And yeah, we're having problems here. We actually just got a new modem because it just fried and you know, I think there's some other things playing here too, because my radio show, I have a broadcasting unit that I use so I can go over the air. And I had an electrician look at it, and he said it was fried from the cord and from the phone line at the same time. And it was just toast on the inside. So, you know, I don't know if that was lightning or if that was some of the black helicopters flying over, or who knows. You know, they have all kinds of little toys they play with.
Yeah, that's true. They do. Yeah, so but, we just have to keep hanging in here and just keep spreading the light around and staying on the high high frequency. And you know, like if people could just learn, because we are consciousness, and what we think is what we create. And so with everyone getting totally chaotic like they have been, you know, that just adds to the whole mess. So if we could get enough people to take, like, maybe even just 5 minutes every day to sit down and meditate and become very peaceful and to send this energy out to the rest of the world, I think that would help a lot.
Oh, definitely. And you know, one of the lamas, I love what he said. You know, he said enlightenment is so simple. He said just focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And, you know, live a life of service. And it really is that simple. And if we could just become the observer and watch ourselves and watch when we're in the ego and we haven't dropped down into the heart, you know, all our problems are usually coming from this me program and the separation program. And if we could just catch ourselves and drop back down to the heart and shift into a service-oriented reality, I think everything would run fine. And I noticed almost every time when you start having problems, it's usually the me or the ego didn't get what it thinks it needs, you know, from... And so a lot of this goes all the way back to childhood.
Right, yeah. Oh, and then this last full moon on February 7th, it was on Aquarius Leo, and it was on 18 degrees Leo, and Leo rules the heart and the back. And this is like a wake-up call for a lot of people, because I know several people who had heart challenges right around before and at the full moon and after the full moon, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's because... we have to be in the heart energy now. And this is what's going to take out a lot of people, because if they can't vibrate to their heart and think with their heart, they're not going to be able to move into the higher frequency earth, because they won't be able to handle it, because that's heart-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not ego-centered. And the ones that are ego-centered and all angry and can't vibrate to their heart, they're going to have a real problem here.
Yeah, I've always felt like there's something going to happen with this alignment with galactic plane. And there's going to be some massive magnetic energy, you know, zipping through the planet here and surrounding the planet. And we're getting hit with one solar flare after another and coronal mass ejections,
yes,
which are affecting the magnetic fields around the body. And the denser fields are the ones that are harboring, you know, the false beliefs of separation and greed and the victim roles and all these other things that are, you know, the old wounds and traumas are all in these baser fields. And I think they're just getting activated and are just going to get eventually just blown away.
Yeah.
And the people that are going to be left standing are the ones that are connected to their soul level of consciousness and in the heart and that are vibrating with the higher frequencies of love and joy and bliss and service.
Right. And we are in the year of magic and bliss. We've been in that for like July of last year until July of next year, you
mm-hmm.
know, and this is sixth dimension energy, and so different spots have vibrated to that, but I mean, you can still vibrate to it, but then if you don't connect to it, it doesn't make any difference. And
mm-hmm.
so if we could start connecting to that energy of magic and miracles, it would sure make this time period a lot easier.
Yeah, it definitely would. I'm saying, too, is that we have to withdraw our support and, you know, even our energies on trying to force somebody else to do something and then start creating the world we want to see.
Yes.
You know, it is so important to shift into creationary mind. And start focusing on what you want and kind of just let go of this old program and let it die. I mean, it's going to. There's nothing we can do to stop it, but we can go with the flow and create a whole different
uh-huh.
program or a whole different world.
Right, yeah. Well, there's another thing that happened that's major that just happened in February. And on February 3rd, Neptune moved into the sign of Pisces to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Neptune is the female goddess. Some people say that Neptune's male, but that's just been a cover-up you know, because they threw all the women out of the church and everything and wouldn't give them any status. So Neptune is a higher energy of Venus, and Neptune is the goddess. And Neptune was, it's my understanding, it was the first planet created in our solar system. And so there was a lot of karma that built up from the things that happened there and then down to the other planets. And so there were several of us that came in to clear off that path that went all the way back to Neptune. And so as of February 3rd, all of the karma from the planet Neptune, and that's where the creator gods came from too, Enki and Enlil. And so all that karma has been now, it's gone with Neptune going into Pisces. And Pisces is the creative sign. It's the illusion sign. It's a sign of dream time. It's this very soft, gentle planet, and it's very in a very soft, gentle sign because Neptune is in Pisces, and that's the sign that it rules. And it will be there until several years, until 2026, I think. And so this is bringing in the goddess energy because that's what it rules. And so that's where
we could sure use that.
Yes, and so that's where the doorway to heaven opened on February 3rd when Pisces went, when Neptune went into Pisces, and in the Mayan calendar, the 10-day doorway opened. And there was also an earthquake, you know, right before that, too.
And have you, so, you've heard of the rattlesnake prophecies, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's about this huge wave of energy that goes out, you know, and it goes out and it bends around Orion and the Pleiades, and then it spins around. It's like a snake, and it comes in and it comes back to the earth. And we're supposedly moving into those prophecies, that this huge serpent energy, whatever you want to call it, a lot of people have different names for it, is returning. It's a good thing. It's not a negative thing. It's just a really high frequency energy that and maybe this is this photon belt that they're talking about.
It could very well be. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. You know, well, the serpents are like the serpents of wisdom. The serpents have been given a very bad name, you know, over the years. But actually, the serpent in a person's body just refers to the kundalini. You know, and once the kundalini is lit, then you can become one with your God force.
Yeah. A lot of people mistake it for that, and then they tie it into the Dracos or the reptilian energies and the other things. So it's really interesting to try not to pigeonhole things right now that, you know, that anything has to do with the serpent or the kundalini or the energy may not be the devil, you know,
and
not even the reptilians are the devil, you know, but there are some very self-serving reptilians out there that have been running amok.
Yes, there are. I agree with you there too.
And some low-level greys and things like that.
Yeah. But I think that everything we've been told, we need to look at everything we've been told. Because what we've been told is good for us is probably bad for us, and what we've been told is bad for us is probably good for us.
Yeah, it's been a total reversal. You know, I always tell people if you really want to know what's going on, just turn on the mainstream news and then listen to the politicians and then totally reverse it.
Right.
And you'll reverse whatever you're hearing, and you'll have a really good picture of what's going on.
Yeah, and thank goodness
look at the three fingers pointing back, you know, when somebody's pointing the finger at this group or that group.
And thank goodness for the Internet. And someone told me that the Internet was like fifth-dimension energy, and I thought, well, wow, maybe it is, you know, because look how it's connected the whole world. And people can, you know, connect up to it, and it's like a World Wide Web. I mean, it is a World Wide Web. And it's like the Spider Woman spinning her web, you know, all over the world, and with the communication that goes everywhere.
Yeah. You know, we're coming up to the end of the hour. We've got another broadcast that's coming in right after this, so we're going to have to wrap it up. God, this went like a freight train. It's amazing
how fast it went, isn't it?
Yeah. I was hoping to get some callers. Do you want to take a couple calls?
Sure.
I don't know if we have any callers on the line right now, but we'll see if anything pops up. But I kind of told them we'd hold off on callers. But You know, before we sign off, I want to what's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to get your newsletter or you know, any other information that you have to offer?
Well, I have my blog, and the address to that is just www.mahalasastrology.com. And if you want to go, if they want to go in and see that video I was talking about the Mexican man talking about the May 20th eclipse, that's on my blog. And then if they want to, they can send me an email at planetalert@hotmail.com. That would be good.
Great. And then also, too, so we've got some you know, major alignments. I hate to – we've only got maybe 3 minutes left, but what do you see for this spring? I mean, feeling a huge shift.
I hate to say it, but all chaos is going to break loose, you know, if we think we've got it bad now. Like you said earlier, like it starts in March. Well, it does when after the spring equinox, when the sun goes into Aries, because then it's going to kick off the cardinal cross. And the cardinal cross is fast acting, and it's going to have Uranus in there, which is a planet of change, and there's going to be one change right after another. And it kind of will be nonstop. It will just continue. Mm-hmm. And everything, if we think things are moving fast now, it's going to get even faster. And so we really have to plan our day if we want to get anything done, because it seems like the sooner you get up in the morning, then it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, it's going to seem like it would be a really good time to stock up on the popcorn and pull out the lawn chair and become the observer and just focus on love and joy and bliss and just let it run its course.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, just we have front row seats to this big movie that's going on.
Yeah, and if you feel you want to jump in and participate somewhere that will push things in a forward motion or in a good way, then by all means do so.
Uh-huh. That's right, yeah. And pretty soon we might have people focus on getting into their heart chakra fast enough. We might have people levitating around the place and doing, you know, things, fun things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm just looking forward to the end of the prophecies where – I love the Lakota prophecies where they talk about the beast, you know, that's 2,000 miles wide. Uh-huh. And it's going to have its reign for 2,000 years, and it's going to try to control and dominate and consume everything. But eventually it just consumes itself and implodes and collapses. And then we have the big galactic reunion, you know, we reunite with all of our ancient ancestors, the ultra-dimensionals, the off-worlders, everything. And then the Earth gets cleaned up really fast. So I'm all for that one. That's the one
I am too, and I think that this is the year.
Yeah, and I want to be on the tail end of that one. That's, you know, where everything's getting cleaned up and we're all working together, you know, and having fun again.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Well, anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. I can't thank you enough for giving us an update on the show. We'll have to do it again. If you've got some breaking news, just let us know and we'll get you on the show again.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And it was fun.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's James Gillen signing off, your host. Have a great day, and be sure and stock up on that popcorn and anything else you need. Get your lawn chair out and watch these exciting times unfold. Have a great day.